Here's a thought I'll title, Caring for Prince. Yesterday I was talking about the liability, really, of having an inventory of work that you've completed and is stored in your closet. It can be a problem, because if you don't deal with it in your lifetime, then your heirs will. But there's another aspect of this that I want to touch on, and that's the responsibility of caring for artwork. Whether you produce it or someone else has produced it and you've purchased it or been given the artwork or traded for the artwork, there is a responsibility that comes with owning a piece of artwork. There's a responsibility to the artist to care for what they've so lovingly produced. There's a responsibility to the artwork itself. There's a responsibility to future generations who will be derived the benefit of enjoying that artwork if you don't take care of it now. And this really came home to me when I started hearing stories about various photographers who wanted to donate their life's work late in life to maybe a university, their alma mater, or something like that, only to discover that the alma mater would say, "We're happy to take your work and include it in our permanent archive library, as long as you can fund the collection to the tune of $250,000 or some such thing." Why? Well, they have a responsibility for caring for that artwork, for storing it, for archiving it, for environmentally controlled storage areas, etc. And that's not an inexpensive thing to do, nor is it a burden or a responsibility they can just ignore. Once they've agreed to accept your artwork, they also accept the responsibility to care for it. And it's worth thinking about what we're going to do with our artwork, how we're going to prepare for its longevity, what our responsibility is, not only to the artwork we own, but to the artwork we produce.